Here's the three signs that you're stuck in boy psychology. Number one, validation craving. You do things for the approval of other people, and you might get into materialism and buying things just for the status you could gain rather than doing the things that you actually like. Number two, woman pedestalizing. You have such a scarcity in dating and sex that you pedestalize women, which often makes them disrespect you. And number three, you're addicted to comfort. You eat for pleasure, you scroll, you jack off, you play video games, and all of these bad habits, you'll often cope and say to yourself, nope, it's actually productive because it helps me unwind. In this video, I want to walk you through the process of transitioning from boy psychology to man psychology. We spoke briefly about the boy psychology. Now let's talk about man psychology. I want to really go in detail here. What's the difference between the two? You know how for the boy psychology, it was all about validation seeking. And I think materialism is a great example for that. Man psychology is the opposite. It's more like fulfilling yourself. You'll still buy things, you'll still do things which, you know, could be seen as craving validation in some ways, but you would do those things utterly for yourself. The boy will buy the Rolex because he thinks that guys and girls will like him more. The man wears the Casio because it's got a little light on it and it's more practical. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't buy the Rolex, but you should buy whatever you want because you genuinely like it. I have a Rolex. It was a gift from Iman Gaji, and I actually don't really like it. Like, you know, it's nice and I appreciate the gift, of course, but I just don't like it as much as I like this Casio. It's like a digital watch. I like it. It's got a stopwatch and stuff. I like that. So I wear this one. And plus, like, gold is more my color. So I wear this one. That's like a man psychology move right there. Like, that's a move made with like big dick energy, where even though the Rolex might get me more attention from people and I might, you know, think to myself, oh, you know, if a girl sees me with the Rolex, then maybe she'll like me more. Man psychology is like, yeah, but like, fuck them. Like, I'll wear the watch for me. And what's interesting is this watch gets me as many, if not even more, compliments from people as the Rolex does anyway. The only difference is now the people are giving me compliments for my real choice, not for the thing that I chose for the people. Does that make sense? So think about that element of power. With man psychology, when you don't crave validation as much and you set up your life, your purchases, like random little things in your life for you, any attention and attraction you get from others is actually for you and your tastes and your mannerisms and your hobbies. So think to yourself right now as a step to transition from boy to man. What things are you doing just for other people? Can you slightly change them so that they are more for you? And I won't lie to you, look, I'm not all the way into the man psychology because I still do quite a lot of things for the validation of other people because we live in a social world. So your social credit is social credit score. Your like social currency, your social status is very important these days, especially with the age of like social media businesses. So don't think, okay, I can't do anything for other people. Like, for example, I have a 10 out of 10 physique because I knew it would help me with girls, and it absolutely did. Now I get like 100, 200 matches a day on Tinder when I actually use like dating apps. So I did that for the validation, the attraction from other people. Obviously to get what I want because I like clapping cheeks, but still it was based on some external reward. Zero regrets. That's why I still go to the gym and lift weights to this day, but something to actually just be honest with. When I became honest with my desire for the external validation from women when I was going to the gym, I made more progress and I built a more aesthetic physique than most guys out there who still go to the gym because I was honest with that desire. But how many guys do you know or you've seen, or maybe you've said this shit yourself where you say, yeah, I don't really go to the gym for girls. I just go for myself. So many guys say that. And I think largely it's a fucking lie. I think you would benefit if you're at least honest. If you're going to buy a watch because you genuinely want like the sort of validation from other people, it's not amazing, but at least be honest to yourself so you know what the point of the purchase is and you can actually align it so it's effective. I'm not telling you that you can never chase validation from other people because it's completely normal to do that. But when you are doing that, make sure you are honest to yourself so at least you can do it effectively. The next part of man psychology is knowing what you like and enforcing it. into the world. It is of utmost importance you start to be honest with yourself and you don't lie to yourself. What do you actually like? What do you want? You've got to be honest to yourself, and eventually when you grow out your second testicle, you start to be honest with other people. I have something which I call Hamza's Golden Rule, and it's one of the rules which has served me the most in my entire life. Hamza's Golden Rule is, I just do what I want. The simplicity of the rule makes it seem insignificant, but it's one of the biggest bits of advice I could give you. Just do what you want. There's two parts to that. What you want, like what is it that you want? Can you be honest to yourself and think, I want to fuck that girl. I want to befriend that guy. I want to make this much money. I want to make a video like this. I want to wear clothes like that. Can you be honest to yourself, or does your mind cover up with bullshit and makes you pretend like, nah, I don't really care about girls anyway. They're just a distraction. Well, motherfucker, if we bent that girl over in front of you, you'd fuck. So don't you fucking lie. It's so easy to say, oh, well, that girl, she's not even that pretty anyway, when you would happily go on a date with her. It's so easy to lie to yourself and come up with some kind of excuse and shit on the thing that you want just because it feels a bit hard to get. But at the very least, be honest to yourself and think, you know what? I'd fuck the shit out of that girl. I'd love to. I'm just being a bit of a coward because I feel a bit too scared to go and approach her right now. Know what you want and be honest and don't lie to yourself. And then just do it. That simple golden rule, just do what you want. Once you know what you want, then have the bravery to just go up and get what you want. Go and speak to the girl. Go and dress in the way that you want. Do what you want. Eat what you want. If you just follow that rule, you'll have so much more of a fulfilling life and people will respect you more. In fact, when girls see that that's like the kind of rule I live my life by, I'm telling you, I have never turned girls on more than that moment. I'm like the look on the faces of the women who, when I've explained that rule to them in conversation, they look at me like I'm some fucking sex god. When I say, yeah, I have this rule that I follow. I just do what I want. That's like, is there anything more attractive than that? Like when you think of it in a feminine woman's perspective, feminine women want like a masculine animal. They want a guy who's in touch and isn't a fucking afraid of his impulses. And you can control them if the impulse is going to hurt other people and stuff. But there's things that you want that actually other people would be down to give you if you just say it. I could tell you so many like examples for this, but it'll get pretty fucking vulgar. But I'm telling you, there's been times where I've thought like, that's what I want. And I'm like, fuck it. Go and fucking do what it is you want then. And I go up and whatever it is, it happens. And it makes me feel like a fucking G afterwards, where I'm like hyping myself up thinking, wow, like you wanted that thing or you wanted that girl and you went straight up to her and you got her. This isn't just about with women, but I think that explains like a lot of male life and the sort of tendency that a lot of boys have, where they'll see the girl that they want, but they'll lie and act like they don't want her, or they'll lie and shit talk her and say that she's fat or whatever. When you would have actually been very happy to go and speak to her. And if she gave you the chance, you would have been happy with it. But you lie to yourself just because it's easier. It kind of saves you from the accountability to actually go up and face the rejection. Now, along with this, another part of man's psychology is potentially sacrificing social circles, relationships for your own values, for what you want. If you are currently speaking to a girl that you want a pound and you want a date, but she says, no, we're just friends, you're a fucking bitch if you keep speaking to her. You should sacrifice that relationship because you're not getting what you want. In all your relationships, you should go through them with an extremely selfish mindset until the point that they have proven worthy and they are now considered more like in your tribe and in your family. When you're first meeting people, you should literally be thinking what you want to get from them. And I know that sounds crazy, but everyone's thinking it. Women especially are thinking it. High tier guys are thinking it. They just kind of like won't ever tell you the truth. It's only once you've kind of established a bit of a long-term friendship or a relationship, that's when it stops being like tit for tat. But I'm telling you, the more powerful men are always like kind of sizing up every guy that they meet. And all women are doing this as well. It's only like the sort of beta male guy who kind of finds that a little bit awkward. And also because of this social convention where we've kind of everyone's kind of lied and we've all kind of said, yeah, I don't really do that. Everyone said that. But the truth is everyone's fucking lying. Everyone is sizing up each other. Of course they are. So you need to be thinking, okay, think about the social circle you're getting into and think what you want from it. And if you're not getting what you want from it, change the social circle to get what you want or leave it entirely. Like, for example, I was at the gym and my friend is like dating one of the girls there. And so they've got like their little group, you know, like a group of girls who are always there together. And one day he said, oh, bro, come like sit with us over here. So he was with that little girl group. And I sat there for a few minutes and I'm not going to lie, I just didn't enjoy it. There was no fucking enjoyment for me, right? So I just, like I said to him, oh, one sec, bro, I'm going to go to the sauna. I just went to the sauna, didn't come back. That's it. I wasn't rude about it. But I also just, I was there for a few minutes and I thought, yeah, I'm not very interested in being here. There's not much I really want to talk about to these girls. No offense to them. It's just, I'm not friends with them. I'm not going to be friends with them. It's fine. I like hanging out with boys. I like hanging out with girls who I personally find interesting. And I just didn't really feel compatible with these people. So I just got up and left. And that was absolutely fine. The old, like the little boy version of me would have sat there, tried to socialize at my best and whatever. But I have this level of abundance where I'm like, no, well, this is not like my sort of ultimate social circle. Why am I going to spend my valuable time in amongst people that I don't really like? It's like, who gives a fuck? I'm still going to be polite. Like I still saw the girls and smiled the next day and whatever. But I'm not going to like try to like make myself like, fit in with people who that I don't fit in with. Like, think about how important that is. Most boys try to fit in with the group. The man tries to make the group fit with him. And only a little bit. Like, I will go into a group and I'll see who's interesting in there. I'll talk about the things I find interesting, business, fitness, whatever. And the moment that, like, you know, that's me kind of forcing people to sort of enter my world. And the moment I see this, like, I just don't really want to talk to this person. They're not that interesting, whatever. I will just drop it like that. You know how in one of the most popular books of all time, How to Win Friends and Influence People, that book's made for like beta males. And a large part of the book is like, oh, act interested in people, be genuinely interested in people. That's a very like beta male tactic. I don't think you should do that. And in fact, my social life is so much better since I stopped doing that, because now I talk about what I'm interested in, but I just almost like I vet the person in that topic. So this is how it is, because I don't just speak about myself, but this is what I would do. Let's say I go to the sauna. I'm going to only speak about the topics I care about, business, fitness, whatever. I'm not going to speak about something I don't give a fuck about, like, for example, some business model that I know is stupid as fuck, like trading or something. So when someone mentions that they're a trader, I will never speak about it more, just because it's like a gay business model. The same with like drop shipping and whatever, or the same with like, you know, some bullshit I'm not interested in. I'll speak about what I'm interested in, fitness and whatever. But I won't just speak about me, I'll ask them questions. So it's on the topic that I'm interested in, but then of course they're captivated because they're speaking about themselves. Do you see how that's like a win-win? The lose-win situation would be the Dale Carnegie little pussy situation, which is that someone mentions something that you're not even interested in and you're like, oh yeah, like, oh, that sounds really interesting. Like, tell me more. It's like, fuck that. Within a second, you can tell if someone's interesting or not, honestly. Like most people, you can just like kind of sense it by their body language and the way that they look. And the moment that I find that some people are not interested, I don't give a fuck about leaving that kind of social interaction, because I'm going to defend my time. And that's 100% a part of the man psychology. To not be disrespectful, but to actually be respectful to your own time, to your own values. And when you find yourself amongst people that you don't particularly like, you just think, yeah, my time's too valuable for this. I'm not fuck yes about these people. Why am I going to have like a full conversation? And this, by the way, includes not just in the social life, but in your dating and sex life too. There'll be plenty of women you meet that you will not be impressed by, that might be kind of pretty and you're absolutely like demolish them. But you're also thinking like, yeah, she's a bit boring and I don't actually like spending time with her and she's a bit of a retard, but I might get some pussy. Boy psychology. Man psychology is like your shoulders will slump when you realize a girl is boring and you just kind of walk away. A boring girl is not worth having sex with. Like that, like few hours you have to spend getting to know them, going on a date till you can fuck. It's not worth it. Your time is so fucking valuable at these young years that you're watching this video. So I would recommend that you start vetting people, men and women, and social circles and groups to see who you genuinely like speaking to. And if there's someone you don't enjoy speaking to, you just kind of like fucking just move on with the situation. And I'm so glad that I have the fucking balls to do this now. And along with that. Here's like a very specific rule I can give you just so you can kind of visualize. It's better to disturb some kind of social interaction for you to get more comfortable than for you to be sat at ease. Imagine this very, very specific scenario. You're sat with a girl and your back starts hurting a little bit. You know, you get a bit of like back soreness just from the way you were sat. The boy will stay sat there because he doesn't want to disturb what's going on right now. The man will stand up and stretch out his shoulders. Who do you think is going to be more attractive? The boy didn't want to disturb the sort of, you know, the sort of setting. The man did. The man disturbed it in some ways. You know, both people were sat down, but he stood up and kind of stretched out his back. But when he sat down, the man became more comfortable and had no other lingering thoughts in his mind. The boy, on the other hand, has that lingering thought, the soreness, the pain in his mind, and he actually ends up attracting the girl less because of that. The next time that you're out in public and you see like a cold approach happening, or you see like, you know, a Chad speaking to a few girls, notice the body language of like the high status guys compared to the low status guys. What you'll find is the high status, more attractive guys, they'll seem so much more free in their body. They'll speak to a girl and they'll scratch their face at the same time, or they'll like look at themselves in the mirror, or they'll like stretch their leg or something, or, you know, they'll just like raise their hand up above their head to stretch or whatever, because they're are just following the natural impulse inside of them. They literally just want to feel good in their own bodies, and they're not allowing this conversation with this girl to kind of like to stop that impulse of them to get comfortable. The lower status man will always seem like he's very rigid in his body, like he's scared to kind of do anything. Or sometimes they'll feel like, you know, they're readjusting, but not in a way of comfort, but in a way of nerve. So the low status man might readjust when he didn't really need to. And what I find, what the difference is, high status guys readjust their body. Low status guys readjust their clothes. When you readjust your body, that's a real thing, okay? Your arm gets a bit stiff, so you start circling it or something like that. You do like a bit of a stretch. The low status guy will start tugging at his clothes, like fixing his shirt or whatever, like because it's just with nerves. But the idea behind this is when you are in a social interaction, but you feel the urge to, you know, to do something, you're not very relaxed, you're not very comfortable, move and do it. Like I've been on dates before, like one of the most recent dates I went on, we were sat somewhere and I wasn't very comfortable. And I actually thought of this rule and I was like, oh, 1 second, I'm not comfortable. I stood up and kind of changed positions and stuff. That's absolutely fine. And I'm telling you, that will actually make you more attractive, not because you just changed positions, but then when you sit down and you're actually comfortable, you'll be fully present again. Do you see how a big difference between the boy psychology and the man psychology is that the boy is often quite fearful. He's fearful of social judgment at the expense of his authenticity and his own comfort. The man prioritizes his own comfort and value of life. Comfort, not like the bad thing like porn or whatever, but comfort as in, yeah, you feel good in your body, whatever. The man prioritizes that above that sort of small social friction of you kind of moving your body around. He has way less fear of the judgment of others because he cares more about how he feels of himself. And what's intelligent about the man psychology is when you align to yourself instead of the social judgment of others, you will often get better judgment from others, the people who are actually compatible with the real you. An interesting one is that man psychology prioritizes brotherhood and friendship over pussy. Boy psychology, you'll see this with a lot of guys who haven't really matured. Pussy's like the biggest thing in their life, which you might have actually thought about me because I mention it a lot for these videos, but this is more of a business thing. But you'll notice this with guys who are stuck in like boy psychology. They will often prioritize pussy over brotherhood. And even in general, I'd even say like their woman over brotherhood, which is a bit of a controversial one because in general, the sort of social convention is you meet a girl, you get into a relationship, and she becomes the priority of your life and your friends and everything else kind of goes down. That's the boy psychology, which is like, oh, I finally got my queen. Okay, it's just me and you forever and no one else matters. Mwah. These relationships often end up fucked up because of the fact that the guy's lost the attractive traits that she was into in the first place. He was a social guy. He was happy. He was doing all these hobbies. And now he's stopped all of them to just hang out with her. He's turned into a loser. He's got a little bit fat. He's lost a bunch of his self-esteem and he's not as attractive. Man psychology is that when a woman enters your life, whether short-term or long-term, you still keep up your life as the priority. You still do your things. You don't spend all the time with her. Maybe she doesn't even move in with you for a while, whereas boy psychology is like very quick to like attach each other as an individual. Man psychology is like once you get a girlfriend, you're still hanging out with your friends, maybe even more than you are with your girl. You're still doing the exact same hobbies as you were beforehand. You don't quit them, you know, like you don't go to the gym less or whatever with your girl. That's like man psychology is very beautiful here because brotherhood is actually far more valuable than most of the girls you'll ever meet in your life. The hard part with this, of course, it's like very difficult to meet worthy brothers who are actually on self-improvement alongside you. There's tons of guys who go to the gym, but then a lot of them are still like retards who, if you speak to them, you'll realize like they're not even on self-improvement. They go home and play video games and that they've got no ambition outside of the gym. So it's pretty hard to meet guys who are actually on self-improvement and leveling up like basically every area of their life, which is why I actually made this program where I put all of my self-improvement courses that I used to sell for hundreds and thousands of dollars into one place. And then now we've got guys who are serious about self-improvement and it's so fucking cheap to join that you may as well fucking top link in the description if you join. There's a map feature that literally shows you like which cities everyone lives in and you'll find someone in your city. You can message them, message four or five guys and get a group of you to go to the gym together and you'll develop this man psychology where you're actually around the brothers. So top link in the description. I highly recommend you just give this program a try. Above all, the transition from boy psychology to man psychology is all about aligning your life to your truth, to the things you know are true. Even under the scrutiny of other people, even under the judgments of others, of girls, of your social circle, you find out what is true for you and you align your life that way. And if it happens that you meet someone who does not align with the life that you've got set for yourself, you're okay with losing them. So I'll tell you a quick story to end off. I was in the gym a few days ago and my cameraman was there and he was speaking to a group of girls. He does this really well. I walked past them and he said, Hamza, come here. This girl's from UK as well, which is like a great introduction. So I come up and speak to this girl. And this girl group, by the way, is like the hot girl group. So I swear to God, like when they walked into the gym, everyone was looking at them. It's like, you know, the hot girls, they're like super fucking beautiful, but they're also like very lively. So many guys were coming up to speak to them. One or two of the girls went into the sort of the middle area and they started practicing like handstands and everyone was looking at them. This girl's gorgeous in front of me. We're flirting a little bit. Where are you from? Okay, I'm from here. We're like laughing. We held each other's hands to say hello and we just kind of kept our hands there. So it was already like kind of into, we were like joking, like, okay, we'll stay here. Like we'll just hold up each other's hands forever now. We're making little jokes. I can tell she likes me a little bit. This is cool. Okay. And I asked, okay, what do you do? She tells me, okay, sweet. And she asks me what I do. And I say, I'm a YouTuber. And she says, oh, what topic? I say, like, oh, like self-improvement for men. And she goes, oh, like Andrew Tate. And I went, yeah, exactly like him. And she went, oh, but I don't like him. Oh, like he, I went, why? And she went, because he objectifies women. And I said, I always do this because these people are never smart. So I always act like a retard. I'm like, oh, really? What did he say? And they, every single time I've ever done that, the fucking retard always goes, oh, well, I don't know. But, you know, he just hates women and he traffics. She said some shit like that. I had already got her Instagram at this point. Oh, sorry. I went on her phone and typed my Instagram. So she followed me. This conversation for a few more seconds, I got so uninterested. And I said, okay, well, you have a good day. I went and did my exercise. And I thought to myself, you know, whilst I was hitting like this set of lateral raises, I'm not even going to go on my Instagram and find her, follow and follow her back. I'm not even going to do that. She's fit. That's awesome. But I'm not going to go and spend any time with someone who has values that I just do not like at all. I have a great level of self-respect. I have two testicles, unlike most men in the world. When I know that there's someone who I'm not going to mix well with, and the only thing that I'd hopefully get is some pussy, it's like, that's not fucking worth it. I would rather align to my truth rather than try and like bend over backwards to someone who thinks that Andrew Tate is like a misogynist or some shit. Because if she thinks that about Tate, she would think that about me. It's not worth the headache. Who gives a fuck? You have a good day. Done. I wasn't disrespectful about it. I think she still, you know, kind of liked me, whatever. But like, it doesn't fucking matter. So that's just like one story for me to tell you is, man psychology is very much about you just knowing your own values, your own truth of the world, and then just aligning to that. You don't be disrespectful to people, but you just live your life in accordance to what you want. When you do that, you will start to feel like a man. When you've said no to girls, when you've rejected them, when a girl has followed you on Instagram and you've not followed her back, when there's like the old group of the high school friends who just play video games and they laugh at you for being on self-improvement, when you ditch them completely and you almost like you basically forgot they even existed, that's when you'll start to feel like a man. Like every guy on self-improvement has had the same kind of transition where we were friends with all the little video game nerds to begin with. And we kind of kept them around even though we stopped playing video games and we started going to the gym and they just became mean towards us, saying that going to the gym is gay or that, you know, they noticed the kind of content you're watching and said it was bad or whatever. We kind of keep them around to the point that your second testicle finally drops and you're like, yeah, why the fuck am I still friends with these little bitches anyway, these little fucking retards? You ditch them, you move on with your life, and you start to accumulate new friends who are actually on this path. Every one of us has been through this kind of journey. You're probably up to the stage where you're kind of somewhat in touch with them, but you like have started to mostly move on. The hardest part is you just need to find other men who are on self-improvement, other guys who are developing this man psychology, which is why I said like that program that I made is just fucking perfect. It's literally like a place where my top fans all go to. Like, so how fucking perfect is that? And you can literally like set up real life meetups, literally make friends in real life from joining this program. Like every few days, someone will post a picture of them. They're like, oh, we met each other through this. I can't believe I met someone who lives in my city, goes to my gym and watches Hamza and he's on self-improvement. So toppling it in the description, I think you'll really like that. Goodbye.